with all my brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，继续来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the truth in the Bible.
今天下午呢，我们来从民数记第三章跟第四章来查考神所选召的人的侍奉模式。
And this afternoon, we will be looking into Numbers chapter 3 and 4 into the servitude of God's chosen people.
我们今天在耶稣基督里面具备多重的身份。
And today in Lord Jesus Christ, we have many identities.
我们早上提到我们是主的尖兵。
We are Christian soldier.
我们是要打这个属灵的征战。
We are to fight the spiritual battle.
我们是要去拯救灵魂的。
We are to save souls.
所以耶稣基督是我们的元帅。
And Lord Jesus is our commander.
那我们是跟从他的军队。
And we are his followers, we are his army.
那神的军队有神要他们过的日子。
And the army of God, they have a lifestyle that they have to live accordingly.
就是能够以神为中心。
That it is to put God as the center of their lives.
就是凡事都会想到神的命令。
Then all things, they ponder upon the commandments of God.
那我们在基督里面除了这个精兵的角色以外。
And other than the role of a Christian soldier.
我们也是神的仆人。
We are also the servants of God.
所以你看保罗他在罗马书一开头的时候
And as Paul stated in the beginning of Romans
罗马书的第一章
Romans chapter 1
第一节
Verse 1
他开头就是说他是耶稣基督的仆人
It begins with Paul a bondservant of Jesus Christ
然后他说他是奉召做使徒的
Called to be an apostle
是来特派来传神的福音的
Separated to the gospel of God
所以我们今天除了是军人之外，我们也是仆人。
So today, other than being a soldier, we are also a bond servant.
那我们是，也就是说，事实上是在服侍神，来为福音努力的人。
And we are to serve God, and we are to work hard towards preaching the gospel.
要怎么当仆人
？And how can we be a servant?
然后要怎么样让我们的侍奉能够真的蒙神悦纳
？And how can our service be pleasing to God?
让主人。差派我们的人可以得到喜悦
，so that our master, the one who sends us, may be pleased.
那在圣经里面也给我们一个模式，我们应该要来学习效法的。
And the Bible will give us a model for us to follow.
那我们现在来看一节经节，来看彼得前书第二章。
And let's read a verse first. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第二章。我们看第五节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5。
彼得前书二章五节。
2 verse 5。
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
5. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这里也特别提到说是我们在主面前是要来做圣洁的祭司。
And here it tells us that in front of God we are to be the holy, be a holy priesthood.
那是要来奉献祭物给神的。
We are to offer sacrifices.
那这个祭物是属灵的。
And the sacrifice is spiritual.
不再是这个物质的这个牛羊或者鸽子、鸟类之类的。祭物了。
It is no longer a material sacrifice referring to ox, birds.
所以我们现在有一个角色
And so now we have a role.
是神面前在神面前侍奉的祭司
And in front of God we are a holy priesthood
二章的九节继续说
And in verse, chapter 2 verse 9 it continues to state
他说唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司圣洁的国度是属神的子民
That you are a chosen generation a royal priesthood a holy nation
那说要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness.
那这里特别提到，这里也是一样有君尊的祭司。
And here especially mention of us as a royal priesthood.
那也是在工作的。
That we are at work.
祭司是站在神面前的。
That the priest stands in front of God.
那祭司是要替人来把祭物献给神的那个中保。
And a priest is a mediator between God and his people to sacrifice to God.
那这个是他说是属神的子民。
And that we are a chosen generation.
所以我们是被神特选的，从这个世界当中选出来的人。
And that we are specially selected and chosen out of this world.
所以我们今天下午呢，从被神拣选的这个角色，来服侍神的这个角色，来看怎么样来侍奉神、蒙神悦纳。
And so this afternoon we will study on this topic of servitude through the role of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
我们现在请翻开民数记第三章。
And now let's turn to Numbers chapter 3.
民数记第三章。
Numbers chapter 3.
我们早上提过第一章、第二章。
This morning we've studied chapter 1 and 2.
第一章强调这些神的选民是神的军队。
And chapter 1 emphasizes the Israelites, his chosen people, as soldiers.
他们神把他们数点之后，让每一个人都有一个心里的自觉，他现在是要去打仗的。
After they are numbered, they have an understanding that they are to fight this battle.
他们要打仗，一定要打胜仗。
And that they have to be victorious.
因为打输了就没命了。
Because if they lose, they die.
所以知道自己的身份，然后也很清楚知道应该要达到的目标。
And because they know their role and their goal.
借着数点这个过程，让他们准备要过征战的生活。他们应该要像军队一样的有秩序，然后真的能够服从命令。
And through the process of census, they came to understanding that they are to live a role of a soldier, and it has to be an orderly life.
第二章就进一步的提到他们应该有的生活模式。
And in chapter 2, it mentions the type of lifestyle they need to have.
他们的作息是围绕的会幕的。
That they live around this tabernacle.
就是要懂得听神的话。
That they know to listen to the words of God.
要能够在这个每一个支派的他的旗帜底下，大家要联络起来。
And that they know that they must work together under every tribe.
那凡是以神为中心。
And that they have to put God as the center of their lives.
听从号令，然后按次序行进。
They were to listen to the command of the leaders and live likewise.
那这样一个以围绕神会幕的生活，事实上就是一个军队应该有的。
And the life of living surrounding the tabernacle is a life of a soldier.
那接下来第三章呢
？And then in chapter 3.
那其实第三章它是另外一个神要求摩西要去数点的。
And in chapter 3, God has commanded Moses to also number.
这个是在第三章第十五节那里。
To also number the people in verse 14 and 15.
十四节，神在西乃的旷野晓谕摩西说，十五节。
15.
你要照利未人的宗室家族数点他们，凡一个月以外的男子都要数点。那这个就是，其实人以民数记里面。如果严格算起来，应该有三次的数点百姓。
And if we look into the book of Numbers, count the number of census, there are three.
一般来说，我们都认为是有两次，其实应该三次的。
Most of us would think there's only two, but they should be three.
那第三章这是算利未人。
And in chapter 3, they are numbering the Levites.
神特别跟摩西说。利未人利未支派一个月以上的都要算了。
And the Lord has spoke to Moses saying, number the children of Levi, every male from a month old and above.
这些他现在数算的目的就是要来服侍的。
And the purpose of numbering these people was to serve.
要知道哪些人能够时间到的时候能够站在神面前来侍奉。
That when the time is right, they are able to stand in front of God.
第一章的数点百姓是要去打仗，二十岁以上的。
And the second time they gather census was gathering the people who can fight.
所以第三章现在数点利未人就是要来在会幕侍奉神。
And so in chapter 3, they numbered the Levites to serve.
因为神已经选择利未支派来代替所有投生的来服侍神。
Because God has already established the children of Levi, the firstborn, to be the priest.
三章第十来侍奉神。三章十二。
To serve God.
三章十二节。
And in chapter 3, verse 20.
我从以色列人中拣选的利未人，代替以色列人一切投生的利未人，要归我。
please.
第十二节。
Oh, in chapter, in verse 12. I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens a womb among the children of Israel.
十三节说，因为凡投生都是我的，我在埃及地击杀一切投生的那日，就把以色列中一切投生的，连人带牲畜都分别为圣归我，他们定要属我，我是主神。
13. Because all the firstborn are mine, on the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified myself, all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast, they shall be mine, I am the Lord.
所以这个就是神他绝对主权之后的选召了。
And this is God's calling of these people.
就是因为在埃及的时候神最后施行的那个这个神迹就是击杀埃及一切投生的，包括牲畜。
And in Egypt, God killed all the firstborn of the Egyptians.
但是属神的百姓都被留下来了。
But all those who belong to God are safe.
那所以这里本来那个灭命的天使出来的时候，应该投生的都会死的，但是属神的百姓投生的都活下来。
And so the angel of death were supposed to kill every firstborn, but all those that belong to God were saved.
所以现在神说，他现在特选立位人来代替一切投生的在神面前侍奉。
And so now God especially have taken the Levites from among the children to replace every firstborn of Israel.
他们要归我，他们要属我。
That they belong to me.
所以他们是要来侍奉的。
And that they are to serve.
今天其实我们在神里面，借着耶稣基督也是被拣选的。
And today, through Lord Jesus Christ, we are also the chosen people.
被选出来属神的，属基督的。
We are chosen out, to belong to God.
所以这个本身被神拣选就是一个恩典。
And so the act of being chosen out is in fact is a grace itself.
那这个是神的主权。
And this is God's sovereignty.
没有被选的人没有办法去抗议说为什么不选我。
And those who are not chosen, they cannot complain to God, saying, "Why isn't me that is chosen?"
那被选的人一定要很感谢的说，感谢神，他愿意选上我。
And those who are chosen must be thankful that they are chosen to be His special people.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is called grace.
被选的人没有什么特别的，没有说有特殊的才能。
And those who are chosen, they do not necessarily have a special talent.
其实只是神的爱临到他。
It is merely that God's love have descended upon them.
所以每一个被选的，如果能够感受到这个神拣选的恩惠。
And so if all those who are chosen can experience the grace of God.
看到自己有这个身份能够被神用，就会很感恩的去尽力的服侍。
And they see their identity, then they will be thankful and serve God with all their might.
那在第三章一开头的时候
，And in the beginning of chapter 3,
他先记载这个摩西跟亚伦的后代哈。
There are the records of Aaron and Moses.
三章的第二节，亚伦这里提到四个儿子。
And in verse 2, it mentions four sons of Aaron.
那亚伦的儿子都是受膏的祭司。
And all of Aaron's children are anointed priests.
是摩西叫他们承接圣职工祭司职分的。
They are consecrated to minister as priests.
那这个就是神的命令。
And this is a command of God.
那神要亚伦的儿子做祭司这个工作。
And God wants the children of Aaron to be anointed priests.
那摩西的后代就是在立位人的行列里面。
And Moses' descendants are also within this group of people.
那摩西的后代是立位人的工作了，做立位人工作。
The descendants of Moses carry the role of a Levite.
亚伦的后代是当祭司的。
And the descendants of Aaron are priests.
那如果从民数记第三章第四章哈。
And if we look into Numbers 3 and 4,
我们就会看到说这些立位人事实上是要来协助祭司工作的。
We can see that these Levites, their task is to help the priests.
所以第三章第六节啊。
If we look at chapter 3 verse 6,
你使立位支派近前来，站在祭司亚伦面前，好服侍他。
Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest that they may serve him.
第七节说。
Verse 7,
要替他和会众在会幕前所吩咐的。 办理帐幕的事。
7. And they shall attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of meeting.
所以这些立位的人是替祭司跟会众在会幕面前所吩咐的，就是神的命令。
And so these Levites are to work for the priest and the people.
那表示说，其实真的立位人的角色是当祭司的助手。
And so the role of a Levite is really as an assistant to the priest.
替整个会众在会幕里面来服侍神。
They are to sacrifice on behalf of the people in the tabernacle.
这个是神的决定。
And this is a decision made by God.
摩西的后代没有做祭司的工作。
That the descendant of Moses do not carry the role of a priest.
祭司的工作是给亚伦的子孙。
And the role of priest is given to the descendant of Aaron.
所以我们就看到神绝对的主权。
And so we can see God's sovereignty.
这是神他的他计划他救恩计划的一部分。
And it is part of his salvation plan.
所以神说要给谁当祭司。
So whoever God calls to be priest,
他有他的用意的。
He has his own plan.
你看，他让摩西的儿女啊，去当立位人而已。
And that he only allowed the descendant of Moses to be Levites.
所以你看，摩西他在百姓的服事行列当中，他的后代是有份的。
And so that the descendants of Moses have a part in serving the people.
但是我们现在大部分都不会记得摩西的儿子是谁啊。
But and now we don't remember the names of the descendants of Moses.
我们只知道摩西这个人啊。
We only know of Moses.
那现在我们其实大部分的人，我们如果从圣经看，就看到亚伦的后代的这个系统。
And for most of us today, we usually only see the descendants of Aaron.
那个这个祭司，这样一个职分是神特别指定下来。
And that the role of a priest was specially selected and given.
这个祭司的这个系统最后要带进耶稣基督的救恩来。
And that the system of priests will carry to the time of Jesus Christ.
然后要让我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹能够，接下来照着耶稣基督的模式，也可以成为祭司的角色。
And so that all of us today may carry the role of a priest through Jesus Christ.
所以从这个神的主权来看，我们要很感谢神。
And so, looking through the perspective of God's sovereignty, we need to thank God.
所以罗马书第九章。
And Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
我们如果看第二十节。
If we look at verse 20.
二十一节好了。
Verse 21.
窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？
Does the potter have power over the clay from the sand lumped to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor?
那所以我们现在看第二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
这器皿就是我们被神所召的啊，不但是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中，这有什么不可呢？
Even us whom he called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles.
其实我们这里看到说神拿一块泥，他做成这个贵重的器皿。今天我们其实都扮演这个贵重器皿的角色，就是成为这种贵重器皿的身份。
And today, and the verse tells us that if God has the power to make one vessel of honor and another of dishonor from the same lump.
我们都是被神所召来的。
That we are all called by God.
我们从各种不同的民族当中被选召了。
That we are chosen from different tribes.
神他就是要把这个救恩给还愿意相信的。
And God was to give the salvation to those who believe.
他要从各国各族各方去选召出他的百姓。
He is to give it to all nation and people of all race and those who are called by him.
我们今天非常的有福气。
And today we are very blessed.
被神所选召的。
That we can be chosen by God.
那现在要神所选召的，就要听神的吩咐了。
And so today, as the chosen people of God, we need to listen to His commandments.
供祭司的职分是尊贵的。
And that the role of a priest is very precious.
但是如果不小心，事实上也是很危险的。
But if you are not careful, it is actually also very dangerous.
不小心可能就没命了。
Because if you are not careful, then you will lose your life.
民数记第三章的第四节。
In Numbers chapter 3, verse 4.
就提到了亚伦的两个儿子他们所犯的错误在神面前被击杀的故事。
This is a story of the sons of Aaron who have committed sin before the Lord and they died.
哦，你看三章第四节，拿达亚比户在西乃的旷野向神献燔火的时候，就死在神面前了。
Nadab and Abihu had died before the Lord when they offered profane fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai.
在这件事情记在利未记的第十一章里面。
And this was recorded in Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记的第十一章哈，第十章，对不起。
And the book of Leviticus chapter 10.
利未记第十章里面就记载他们两个拿达亚比户献燔火的经过。
And it talks about the process of Nadab and Abihu when they put the fire before the Lord.
所以你看每一个被神选召来服侍他们要谨慎。
So all those who are chosen to serve, they must be cautious.
因为他们做了神所没有吩咐要做的事。
Because they did something that was not part of God's command.
他们按自己的想法去奉献神便没有说的东西。
They served with their own thinking, and it is something that God did not condemn them to do.
结果他们连悔改能够连任何机会都没有。
And they did not even have a chance to repent, to return.
当下神就让火把他们烧灭了。
And at that very moment, God allowed them to be killed by fire.
就看到说，哎，服侍神不可以随便的哈。
And so from the story, we can see that we should not be careless when we serve.
侍奉神，我们从这里看到一个第一个原则，就是一定要照神的吩咐，不能够做神没有说的事。
And so the very first principle of service is to only do according to God's will, nothing else.
因为这个燔火也说明是不圣洁的。
Because the profane fire also represents unholiness.
这站在神面前服侍的一定要圣洁。
And that those who stand in front of the Lord must be holy.
他所做的事情要圣洁，生活也要圣洁。
And he must live a holy life and do holy things.
好，那所以本来亚伦四个儿子，现在一下子就剩下两个。
And so Aaron originally had four sons, now he has two.
然后接下来以利亚撒跟以他玛在他们的父亲面前供祭司的职分了哈。
And now the Eleazar and Ithamar minister as priests in the presence of Aaron.
我们就看到民数记三章的第四节这一句话，哎，这两个儿子是在父亲亚伦的面前来学习做祭司的工作。
And we can look from verse 4 that Eleazar and Ithamar minister as priests before the presence of Aaron.
那表示说，哎，他们做祭司，他们是要经过训练，他们要听从上一辈人的指示。
And it tells us that they have gone through training and that they have need to listen to his father.
在按照利未记里面所设定的这个祭司的系统。
And from the rules of that is written in Leviticus.
那亚伦是都做大祭司的职分。
And Aaron is the head priest.
那他两个儿子现在是当祭司。
And now his two sons are priests.
所以这两个儿子要接受父亲的指导。
And so these two sons are to receive instruction from their
father. 那也需要在父亲的监督底下做他们该做的事情。
And that they must do accordingly under the presence of Aaron, their father.
所以是看到，我们就看到说，在神面前的服事其实是要经过训练，也要有监督这个系统。
And as we can see from this, that service in front of God is of an orderly system.
那这些祭司，这些在神面前的服事的人，要谨守自己的职分。
And that with the role of a priest, they must be careful, and they must
要谨守他们的职分，他们的工作。
They must keep watch of their role.
好，所以我们现在看第三章第十节。
And now let's look at chapter 3, verse 10.
他说：“你要嘱咐亚伦和他的儿子，谨守自己祭司的职任，近前的外人必被致死。”
So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons that they shall attend to their priesthood, but the outsider who comes near shall be put to death.
好，所以这个就是祭司他要注意自己的工作。
And so, as a priest, they must attend to their priesthood.
当祭司代夫职守的时候，就有百姓会死亡了。
That if they're not careful, then if they're not careful, the people will die.
哦，因为百姓他们如果做了不该做的事情，哎，他们可能就被神击杀哦。
Because at the time, if the people were sinning against God, then they would be struck to die.
我们先看一下那个第一章哈，民数记第一章。
And let's look at Numbers chapter 1.
民数记第一章的第五十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 51.
这里特别提到这个立位支派的工作。
It especially mentions the role of a Levite.
第五十一节先我们先看。
From verse 51.
帐幕往前行走的时候，立位人要拆卸，将支搭的时候，立位人要竖起，近前来的外人必被致死。
And when the tabernacle is to go forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up. The outsider who comes near shall be put to death.
好，那第五十二节是说，以色列人要支搭帐篷的时候，要照他们的军队，各归本营，各归本族。
And in verse 52, the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, everyone by his own camp, everyone by his own standard, according to their armies.
53节。
53.
但利未人要在法柜帐幕的四围安营，免得愤怒临到以色列会众。利未人并要谨守法柜的帐幕。
But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, and there may be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony.
我们就看到，这个时候。这个在神的帐幕服侍的这些人，他们要谨守他们的工作，才不会造成百姓的意外死亡。
So we can see that the Levites who camp around the tabernacle must keep watch of their priesthood, so that the children of Israel will not die.
因为当不晓得的外人啊，无心的闯进不该到的地方。就没命了。
And if an outsider, someone who doesn't know what's going on, enters into the tabernacle, then that person will surely die.
然后利未人是要在帐幕的四围安营。
And the Levites are to camp around the tabernacle.
他说，免得愤怒临到以色列会众。
So that there may be no wrath on the congregation.
也就是说，当利未人他们都围着会幕，他们做他们该做的工作的时候，就不会有那个这个其他的人。不小心的跑到会幕这边，然后惹神发怒，让百姓受亏损。
So it is to say, if the Levites do their job, then the congregation will not be in danger.
那利未人他们的这个每一项的工作，要拆帐篷，要搭帐篷，都要有祭司来做督导。
And every single thing that the Levites do, like taking up and down, the tabernacle must be watched by a priest.
所以这个祭司他的职很重要。
And so the role of a priest is very important.
我们现在我们如果看回来第三章。
And if we look back now to chapter 3.
第三章他这里都在记载这个利未支派的人数那个家族是多少人。
And in chapter 3 records the number of the household of the Levites.
然后他们应该做什么工作
？And what they must do.
所以利未的这个三个儿子，他们都有不同的这个东西要扛抬的。
And so the sons of Levites have different roles.
那到了我们如果现在看第三十一节哈。
And now let's look at verse 32.
比如说歌侠子孙他们所做的工作。
And it is given example of the
歌侠哈 ，Kohath.
Oh, the role of the Kai the
歌侠第二十七节啊。
Oh, the Kohath.
那第三十二节说亚祭司亚伦的儿子以利亚撒做利未人众首领的领袖。要监察那些看守圣所的人。
And that Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, must be chief over the leaders of the Levites.
所以你看，这个祭司他的职任就是要去确定每一个人的工作都是到定位的。
And so the role of the priest is to see that every Levite are doing according to the role.
所以祭司以利亚撒他就是要负责。让每个人都按部就班。
So the job of the priest Eleazar is to make sure that everyone is doing their job.
好，然后属米拉利的跟格顺儿子的哈。
And from Maria came the family of Mahlites.
我们看到他们是由另外一个儿子哈以他玛来监督的。
And they are to keep charge.
好，我们现在看第四章比较清楚，第四章的十六节。
And let's look at chapter 4, verse 16.
四章的十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
这是在讲 亚伦的儿子以利亚撒他所负责的工作。
This is about the appointed duty of Eleazar, the son of Aaron.
那也就是哥辖子孙他们这个工作的监督人。
And he is the chief of the people.
那等到
of Kohath.
好，那哥顺子孙的呢？如果从第四章的第二十一节开始。
And if we look at chapter 4, verse 21,
他们的工作是什么？他写得很清楚了。
It now it mentions the role of the sons of Gershon.
第二十八节。
And in verse 28,
这是格顺子孙各族在会幕所办的事，他们所看守的，必在祭司亚伦儿子以他玛的手下。
This is a service of the families of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of meeting.
好，那第二十三十三节。
And in verse 33,
那这个是米拉利子孙他们的工作。
Now this is a service of the families of the sons of Merari.
那也是在亚伦儿子以他玛的手下。
And they are under the authority of Ithamar, the son of Aaron.
我们就看到，你看现在剩下两个祭司。
And so now we can see that there are two priests.
那有三个利位的家族。
And there are three tribes of Levites.
那他们这个每一个利位的这个家族，他们服侍的人。都是几千两三千个人。
And all each of these family have about 2,000 to 3,000 Levites serving under each one.
那现在你看，这个以利亚撒他就负责这个哥辖子孙他们这一个家族的工作。
And now we can see that the
以利亚撒的。Eleazar.
Oh, Eleazar is in charge of the family of Goshar.
好，那是哥辖的哈，那以他玛呢就负责的是哥顺的跟米拉利的。
And the other son is in charge of the other two families.
这个就是祭司他的工作。
And so this is the role of a priest.
那我们就看到祭司该做什么，那利未人该做什么，神都把他规定得很好。
And that God has already established a system for all the Levites to follow.
是非常有秩序的。
It is orderly.
每一个支派，每一个家族该做什么工作，都分配的，每一个人都有工作。
And that every tribe, every family has a role in the system.
所以这个神所分配的这个派定的这个服事的工作，其实是有指定的，那也有他的监督系统，这个就是神。要的服事。
And so the Levites are under the watch of the priests.
那每一个人都要照他应该做的工作去尽忠职守。
And every single one of them are to serve accordingly to their roles.
好，那我们就看到说，其实今天教会里面的工作，如果每一个人都能够扮演他应该要做的工作的角色。
And today in church, it is very similar that we all have a role to carry.
那我们每个被选神选的人，我们都觉得很感谢。
And all of us who are chosen are very thankful.
我们能够有机会在神面前服事，这是恩典。
That we have an opportunity to serve, and it is a grace.
那这样子，每一个人都照神的吩咐来这样的来服事的时候，神的家就井然有序。
And when all of us serve according to our roles, then God's household will flourish.
那所以这个是。一开始在第三章的时候，我们所看到的这个祭司利未人啊，现在神下命令要数点以及分配工作的目的。
And so, this is chapter 3, and it's about the number and the duties of the Levites.
那从第三章第十五节这里啊
，And from chapter 3, verse 15,
我们特别看到了是这个利未人祭司利未人这个数点的时候是从一个月以上的。
We can see that they are numbering them every meal from a month old and above.
就是算利未人总数的时候，一个月以上的通通要算。
When they number the people, they count every meal from a month old.
那表示满月之后，这个生命应该就是稳定下来。
And so after a month old, their life is settled down.
孩子在满月以前实际上是很脆弱的。
When a baby is born prior to that one month, their life is very fragile.
这是为什么古时候如果家庭有新生婴孩的时候，满月的时候，哇，大家都要请客。
And this is why in the old days, when a son or when a child is born and is up to one month old, they celebrate.
因为满月之后孩子就生命状态比较稳定。
Because after that one month, the infant is at a more stable.
特别是当整个卫生环境比较不那么 恰当的时候，孩子很容易感染，就活不下来。
Especially back in the days when it wasn't very hygiene, then the infants would die.
所以意思就是说，只要能够活下来，所有的生命都是属神的。
And so as long as they live, every single life belongs to God.
这个神所算，我们今天只要活在世上的每一个人，生命都属神。
And so,
都应该要服侍神的。
So today, as long as we live in this world, then all of our lives are numbered and we belong to God.
所以这是我们的生命属神的一个重要的观念，我们会懂得来感谢神，服侍神。
And this is an important concept to have that we belong to God and that we are chosen and we are numbered.
那接下来我们就是要按照神的吩咐来做嘛。
And the rest is to live according to the will of God.
所以你看他们从一个月以上，然后接下去他们就开始接受教导，一直到30岁的时候正式要工作。
So from the time they're a month old and until when they're 30, they are to learn how to live this role of a Levite.
第三章是算他们的人数。
And chapter 3, it is the census.
第四章就说明这个立位人他们的工作。
And in chapter 4, it is talking about the task assigned to the Levite.
第四章的第三节说，从30岁到50岁，然后凡前来任职的，在会幕里办事的都要计算。
From verse 3, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, all who enter the service to do the work in the tabernacle of meeting.
那这个就是都是歌侠、格顺、米拉利的子孙，通通一样的描述，都是30岁到50岁开始算他们现在能够服侍的人到底有多少。
And this description is matches the service of the sons of all three sons.
那这些人呢，总数在第四章的第47节、48节就说明有8580名。
And from verse 47 and 48, the total number were 8,580.
大家想一想看，我们今天你想想那个会幕有多大。
And today, if you think about how big a tabernacle is,
那个会幕其实没有很大。
It is not very big.
那会幕里面到底有多少东西呢？
And how many things are within the tabernacle?
其实没有多少东西。
There are not many things.
可是他要8000多个人来工作。
Yet God wants about 8,000 people to serve Him.
这里面的每一个人都有工作。
And every single one of them have a role.
每一个人他并不会做很，他不需要做很多工作。
And no one person needs to do a lot.
如果仔细算一算会幕里面所有的东西。
If you carefully number and count everything that is within a tabernacle.
其实包括零件，我们都可以从圣经里面看出到底有几项。
And including every small things that are in there.
你要算一算，绝对不会有8000多项的。
It will not exceed 8,000.
可是总数30到50岁服侍人一定有8500多名。
But at the time, those who are between 30 and 50, they number to be about 8,000.
你就知道说这里面告诉我们一个道理。
So here there is a truth to learn from.
这个在神的家里面，每一个即使一个小细节，都有人在照顾。
That in the household of God, even the very small things, there is someone who is looking after that.
他们可能不是每个人都要抬东西。
Not everyone have to carry.
但是他们如果要拆要搭的时候，每一个细节都非常的谨慎。
But every single step, whether taking up or taking down things, they are to be very careful.
就每一个工作都有很多眼睛在看他。
And that every single job, there are many eyes.
这个工这样做合不合神的吩咐
？And they are thinking if this is according to God's will.
所以这么多人来服侍神。
And so many people serving.
其实他们有没有缺乏
？And if you think about it, in reality, are they in lack?
因为是整个。以色列全家来支援这个立位人的工作。
Because it is the entire people of Israel who are supporting these Levites.
他们要照着律法的吩咐去奉献。
That they are to sacrifice according to the laws.
他们奉献的结果一定会让这些立位人的那个服事可以很放心。
And that their sacrifice will support these Levites in their work.
他们不需要去为生活担忧了。
And they actually do not have to worry much.
那所以他们就可以很专心的工作。
And so they can focus on their work.
每一件事情都做得很仔细。
That every single work there, it is very meticulous and detailed.
所以我们看到，你看神他数点以利未人一个月以上就算。
And so when God number the Levites, it counts starting from 1 month old.
工作的时候。
And when they are at work.
30岁到50岁。
It is from 30 years old
and to 50. 他就有年纪了。
And at this time they are of age.
因为 在神面前的服事，每一件事情都要很小心，不能够出差错。
Because whoever enters the service must be very careful and they should not be any mistake.
所以在他们这个整个生命最精华的这个时段里面服事神。
So they are to serve God in the best part of their life.
那超过50岁之后也不是说我就不用工作。
And after 50, there is not saying that they do not have to work any longer.
其实他们是扮演不同的角色了。
They are just carrying other roles.
因为他们都被算在立位这个总数当中。
Because they are numbered within the total of the Levites.
整个生命都属神的。
And that their entire life belong to God.
从出生到死亡。
From birth to death,
这个全生命的
that their entire life is to serve God.
好，所以我们看到这个民数记三章四章啊，让我们想到我们自己的生命。
And looking into Numbers chapter 3 and 4, it reflects back to our lives.
我们今天其实都是被神分别出来的。
And today we are all separated.
那我们如果能够来让我们的生命侍奉神是最有意义的。
And if we can make the most of our service,
我们会很感谢神。
Then we will truly thank God for giving us this opportunity.
那同时我们在服事的时候也是很谨慎的。
And at the same time, when we serve, we must be very careful.
如果我们每一个弟兄姐妹都有这个侍奉的观念。
And all of us have this understanding of service.
其实教会里面的每一件事情都会有人注意的。
Then every single detail within the church will not go unnoticed.
你看我们前一段时间有人跑进来了。
And for example, not long ago, there were burglars in this house.
他跑到教会里面来，一定是因为门没有锁。
And they came in. It must be because the door is unlocked.
那神门没有锁，表示有一些细节我们是没有注意到的。
And for the door to be unlocked, it means that we must have overlooked some of the small details.
那表示我们这么多弟兄姐妹，我们很多眼睛没有在看。其他的事情。
And that we have a lot of brothers and sisters, but our eyes are not on this matter.
我们如果多能够用我们眼睛多去观察神的家的事情。
And if we can be more careful, on the task of,
其实
on the work of God.
其实我们都会注意一下，这个门好像没有锁。
Then we might notice that the door was not locked.
或这个地方好像有一个缺点。
Or that
我们要怎么改进
this part has a shortcoming that we need to improve on.
所以我们需要更多弟兄姐妹在服事上下功夫。
And so we need more brothers and sisters who are willing to serve.
让每一件事情都有人在注意。
So that nothing will go unnoticed and everything is paid attention with extra details.
所以我们看利未人这么多人在船里工作哈。
And so we can see that there are a lot of Levites serving.
我们就看到说，其实在整个民数记利未在整个旷野旅程当中。
And that the entire journey in the wilderness.
这也是百姓跟神最亲密的时候。
This was a time when the people were most close to God.
他们的工作也做得最完美的时候。
This is also a time when they were able to perfect their work.
他们很专心的来跟从神。
That they followed God diligently.
我们一起来学习。
And this is something we can learn from.
那从第四章还有一件事情。
And there is one more matter in chapter 4.
我们要来服事的时候也要小心的。
That we need to be careful when we serve.
我们现在看第四章的第十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 15.
这里是哥辖子孙他们的工作。
And this was the job of the sons of Kohath.
十五节说，将要起营的时候，亚伦跟儿子要把圣所和圣所里面的一些器具遮盖完了，哥辖的子孙就要来抬，只是不肯摸圣物，免得他们死亡。会幕里这些物件是哥辖子孙所当抬的。
And when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishing of the sanctuary, when the camp is set to go, then the sons of Kohath shall come to carry them, but they shall not touch any holy things lest they die.
好，第十八节。
And verse 18.
你们不可以将哥辖人的支派从利未人中剪除。
Do not cut off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites.
十九节说。他们挨近至圣物的时候，亚伦和他儿子要进去派他们个人所当办的、所当抬的，这样待他们，好使他们活着，不致死亡。
But do this in regard to them that they may live and not die when they approach the most holy things.
20节说，只是他们连片时不可进去观看圣所，免得他们死亡。
And in verse 20, but they shall not go in to watch while the holy things are being covered, lest they die.
那这里特别提到说，连他们是在抬的时候，他连摸都不可以的。
And here specially mentioned that when they carry, they must not touch.
他们只能够抬，不可以去摸。
They can only carry, not touch.
好，那他们现在如果要搭帐篷的时候
，And if they were to set up the tent，
那这个时候呢，他们也不可以到圣所里面去观看。
They cannot watch in the tabernacle.
连片时间一下下都不可以。
Not even for 1 second.
免得他们死亡。
Lest they die.
这件事情特别跟亚伦跟摩西吩咐啊。
And this was especially given to Moses and Aaron.
那表示这个服事真的是非常谨守的。
And so the service is very delicate and very careful.
照着神的吩咐，每一个动作都很小心。
That according to God's commandments, they must be very careful in everything that they do.
我们今天有时候对服事神这件事情，我们把它看得好像很简单。
And today, sometimes when we treat the holy work in church as a very easy thing.
其实只要照神的吩咐是很简单，没有错。
And it is true, it is easy when we follow according to God's will.
但是如果按照自己的方法去做的时候，就很危险。
But when we do the holy work in church according to our own will, then it becomes very dangerous.
我们现在看哥罗西书。
And now let's turn to the book of Galatians.
哥罗西书。
Galatians chapter.
第三章
Chapter 3
哥罗西书第三章
Galatians Chapter 3
如果看第十六节
Verse 16
第三章十六节他说要用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里用诗章颂词灵歌彼此教导互相劝诫心被恩感歌颂神十七节
17
无论做什么或说话或行事都要奉主耶稣的名借着他感谢父神。
Excuse me, it is Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 through 18.
哥罗西书 这一段呢、啊，在告诉我们说，今天要侍奉神、啊、其实真的是要彼此教导、互相劝诫的。
And that when we serve God, we must do it with wisdom, teaching, and admonishing.
要把神的道理记在心里面。
That we must remember the word of God in our hearts.
无论做什么事情，就是要奉主的名。
And no matter what we do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
然后是心里面很感谢在服事。
That we are to serve with thanksgiving.
那就表示说，我们的侍奉是感恩的侍奉。
And that our service is a service of thanksgiving.
我们会照神的方法。
That we will do according to God's will.
那谨慎的去执行每一件工作。
And be careful in whatever we do.
那祭司跟利未人要合作。
And that the Levites and the priests must work together.
所以每一个人的工作都蒙神悦纳。
And so that everyone's role or work will be remembered.
那这样子，这个整个会众就得福气的。
Then the entire congregation will be blessed.
好，所以我们从第三章、第四章看到这个神所拣选这些人，他们的侍奉要造就整个会众。
And we can see from Numbers chapter 3 and 4 that the work of the Levites is to help and support the people.
好，让我们一起来做这样的蒙神悦纳的侍奉。
And that we can all serve like this.
我们会存着感恩的一个态度。
And that we have a heart of thanksgiving.
然后我们会尽力的服事。
And that we will serve God with all of our might.
整个教会能够得到恩典。
And that the church may receive blessings.
一起来唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn.
282首。
282.